Well, I hope you played Karl Anthony Towns. What a monster performance from Cat on Wednesday night. But now it's Thursday. It's a five-game NBA slate. I'm Heath Cummings, joined by Mike McClure for the second time today. I hope you checked out our opening day DFS baseball podcast. Mike, are you ready for some NBA?
Yeah, I'm ready for some NBA. It's going to be fun. I get some sweat, some baseball this afternoon while I'll be building these NBA lineups. And that's going to put me in a good mood. So this is going to be a fun NBA slate.
Yeah, it was very, very important that we get this podcast out before the baseball games on the main slate started, because we wouldn't have been paying attention at all. Let's get to the big news right away. John Wall, questionable for the Wizards. Hassan Whiteside, Bam Adebayo, questionable for the Heat. Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, Paul Zipser out. Cristiano Felicio, doubtful. Robin Lopez, questionable for the Bulls. The Spurs will once again be without Kawhi Leonard. We should probably just tell you when he's back. LaMarcus Aldridge, questionable in that game as well. Trevor Booker, questionable for the Pacers. Zach Randolph and Garrett Temple, questionable for the Kings. We do expect Durant and Draymond back for the Warriors, but Steph Curry and Klay Thompson still out. Omri Caspi, questionable, but it's doubtful whether he would matter anyway with Durant and Draymond both back. Malcolm Brogdon, Thon Maker, Matthew Dellavedova, all out for the Bucks. It's an interesting night. You look at the top of the price charts here on FanDuel. Giannis and Russell Westbrook both 11-2. Kevin Durant, 10-8. Take your pick, Mike.
I'll go with Giannis here for sure. Westbrook, the matchup with the Spurs and the pace of play is enough to give Giannis the edge for me. I'm not really worried about Kevin Durant being on the floor for Giannis here, so he's pretty clearly the top play, in my opinion.
Is he your must play of the night?
Yeah, let's make him my must play. That'll work.
I was actually going to say that my stay away was going to be Russell Westbrook. And over on DraftKings, it's even easier because Giannis 10-6, actually cheaper than Durant, $800 less than Westbrook. Really no decision to be made there. Just get Giannis into your lineup. I'm going to discover, this is going to be an organic process with me discovering my must play as we go through the game by game breakdown. Let's go chronologically this time instead of by over-under. Washington Wizards at the Detroit Pistons. What's your feeling on whether we get John Wall back tonight, and what's the impact if we do?
I think that there's a pretty good chance that John Wall returns for this game, and the impact is on FanDuel, he would become your must-play of the night because it's identical to the Kevin Love situation we had. When we got Kevin Love at $3,500, John Wall is only $3,500 tonight on FanDuel. If he returns, I would expect him to play anywhere from 15 to 25 minutes. Definitely not going to play his full complement, but John Wall would be your must play if he plays. I do think he's probably going to return tonight. I would say like 60-40 that he returns.
Very interesting. I don't know this new thing that FanDuel is doing whenever players are injured and they just get to be 3,500 whenever they come back. I can't decide if I like it or if I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't happened with everyone, but these two have been the example. I don't really mind it too much, especially when they come back. If they have if we get news that John Wall has, say, a 12-minute limit or 15 minutes, it's kind of an interesting decision. I mean, I'd probably still play him even at 15 minutes, just knowing the upside that he has. But I don't mind it too much.
The Wizards are 1.5-point favorites in this game. It has a 209 over-under, which, grossly enough, is the second highest over-under of the night. I don't like that at all. I think we'll just go ahead and plug John Wall into our FanDuel lineup on the idea that he's probably going to play a little bit tonight. Obviously not someone that you're using on DraftKings. How do you break the rest of this game down? Anyone else you're really interested in?
I think that, I knock him all the time, but Andre Drummond could be interesting at center, especially if Aldridge plays and Pau Gasol doesn't have a ton of value there. Drummond, this could be a spot for him. I know Hassan Whiteside's a game time decision. I would like Whiteside more if he plays, but we don't know that information yet. So this is one night where I actually haven't ruled out Andre Drummond before we even started talking about it.
I'm not going to rule him out later yet, but I do have a couple of interesting thoughts about center when we get to different games. We really can't do anything with the Wizards with the uncertainty about their rotation with Wall back. It's just difficult to know. Let's go on to our next game. The Bulls are at Miami. It's got a 209 over-under. Heat 12.5-point favorites over just the absolutely hapless Chicago Bulls. Are you feeling David Nwaba tonight?
Sure. I mean, I think it's a game where he could play well. You know, they've got a number of guys that are out. Denzel Valentine should play, though, so that maybe limits the upside a little bit. But if you're looking to pair someone with Giannis at small forward, I think it's an interesting way to do it. You know, if you're not going to try and play Durant and Giannis together, I think that that's probably a pretty good strategy.
I kind of like the idea of playing Durant and Giannis together. I'm just not sure if we're going to have enough value on this slate to do it with there only being five games.
Yeah, I mean, look, to do it, we're going to have John Wall playing for sure. At 3,500 with John Wall, you know, if we're building a Durant-Giannis lineup, we're just going to assume that John Wall is going to play.
And you, right.
And then the other thing that we would like to see happen is we would like to see LaMarcus Aldridge ruled out so he could play Pau Gasol at center.
And we don't really have any lean on that one way or the other.
I think it's a legit coin flip at this point. Like it wouldn't shock me if he sat. Originally I kind of thought that he was going to sit. He was just going to be listed as doubtful for tonight. So it's a little surprising that he is questionable here. If they think that they're going to try and make this playoff push, obviously they got to have him. But at the same time, is it really worth getting him hurt in a game like this? Do they need him? So I don't know. It's a real coin flip at this point.
Outstanding matchup in this game for Goran Dragic, but he has been way up and down lately. It seems like most of the middling to upper level players have been this way lately. The season, it's kind of like the last couple of weeks before school gets out. And you're just so antsy for the playoffs to start. And you've seen it in Dragic's performances. 18 fantasy points in his last game and a prime matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers. He had 27 and 32 in his two games before that, though. I have a hard time with the wings and the forwards for Miami with the uncertainty around Whiteside.
Yeah, no, the problem with me is the Whiteside news. I don't have a strong take on really anyone in this game until we know what happens with Whiteside. And if Whiteside is cleared to play and everything, I kind of like Whiteside a little bit in this game, too. Just depending on what happens with some of the other guys at the center position. But at this point, I'm not ready to put any of the Miami Heat players in my lineups.
Thunder are 4-point favorites at San Antonio with a 208.5 over-under. If LaMarcus Aldridge is out, you just put Pau Gasol in your lineup and don't think twice about it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's pretty much the strategy you should take, especially on FanDuel here, 4,600 at center. You know, if that's the situation we're faced with, I don't see anyone offering better value. So I would probably end up plugging him in.
At Oklahoma City, I mean, we're staying away from Westbrook because of the matchup. There's no chance we're playing Melo. Like, there's nobody on the Thunder we're really considering, right?
I mean, not really. You know, as crazy as it sounds, I guess if I had to play one, it would probably be Carmelo. Just because of the price point. But I think that there are some better options there, so I'm probably not interested.
As you can tell, it's very difficult to get excited about any of these games with all of the questionables out there. Like yesterday, we were pretty excited, and it worked out pretty well. What I am excited about is CBS Sports HQ. It's a new way to get the latest scores, news, and highlights for all your favorite sports. CBS Sports HQ is a brand new 24/7 sports information channel that's always on and completely free. You can stream it anytime on the CBS Sports app for Apple TV, Roku, your phone, and other connected devices, or watch online at cbssportshq.com. We've got two games left, Mike. I'm going to need you to get excited about one. This is the one I'm excited about. It's the Indiana Pacers at Sacramento. Pacers are 8-point favorites, the 203 over-under. I don't hate Victor Oladipo. And I really, like, as disappointing as he has been lately, I really kind of like Miles Turner.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good matchup for Miles Turner, so I'm not gonna knock that at all. Issue for me is I'm really just waiting to see what happens with LaMarcus Aldridge, because I don't think that I could play him over Pau Gasol if that news was to break that way. But right now, knowing that everyone's questionable, knowing that we don't have really any news, it's, you know, Miles Turner's probably the guy that I would be plugging in at center. So
Pau Gasol's price on FanDuel, I mean, he's cheap. Is there a chance that even if Aldridge plays, you would play him?
Yeah, definitely. When that would be is if John Wall got ruled in, like we knew that Wall was going to play. I'm just going to pay up for Giannis and Durant both on this slate and plug Pau Gasol in at center. That's probably that's where I would recommend going at this point, knowing what else we know right now.
And for the Kings, De'Aaron Fox, 4,800 going up against the Pacers. It's not a great matchup, and he has struggled a little bit lately as well. Is there anyone on Sacramento you're excited about? Is it a Kostas Koufos night?
You know, if we still were absolutely wanting to play Giannis and Durant together, then I think that Koufos would be in play. The guy that I really want to talk about, though, is Frank Mason. Mason is, you know, he's playing mid-20s to 30 minutes a game in the last three. Scored at least 20 fantasy points in each of them, including almost 40 against Atlanta. I think this is a game where he could have some success. And at $4,000, if you paired him with John Wall, you could then pretty much pay for anybody else you wanted. It's just one way that the slate is taking me so far, because I'm pretty stuck on playing Giannis and Durant together.
Well, you know what's happening here. You are getting yourself primed and fired up to go watch the Kansas Jayhawks in the Final Four. And now you're going to start picking Kansas players and DFS as well, just to be ready.
100%. I'm all in on Frank Mason. I'm going to hopefully be wearing a Frank Mason jersey on Saturday.
Milwaukee Bucks are at the Golden State Warriors. Warriors, 5.5-point favorites, 215.5 over-under. We've got Giannis. We've got Durant. Who else do we want from this game?
All of them. I want all of the Milwaukee Bucks. Chris Middleton has really started to play well again over his last six games, averaging over 40 FanDuel points. Really, he's going to help his matchup significantly, knowing that Klay Thompson will not be on the floor. I like Eric Bledsoe. I like John Henson, knowing that Thon Maker and some of those other guys are out. The rotation's a little smaller there. So I could see literally playing all four of those guys if you have the salary cap to do it. Big fan of the Bucks tonight.
Any interest in Jabari Parker?
Jabari Parker's probably fifth in line on the Bucks. I think I prefer John Henson to Jabari Parker tonight just slightly. But if you need the extra cost savings, then I don't have a problem with Parker because, again, I think that the Bucks are clearly the team to target tonight.
And the nice thing with Henson is he's only a center on DraftKings, but he's power forward on FanDuel. If he was a center on FanDuel, we'd have big-time problems in this game. All right, we've got a couple of lineups to work on here. We've got John Wall and Frank Mason at point guard, Chris Middleton at shooting guard, Giannis and Kevin Durant at small forward, Paul Henson at power forward. We need a shooting guard, a power forward, and a center. We're going to assume for now LaMarcus Aldridge is not playing. Pau Gasol is 4,600 on FanDuel. That's a great deal. I'm not even sure that's a bad deal if we see LaMarcus Aldridge play. There are other options, though, if that doesn't happen. There is a chance that we get news that Hassan Whiteside is out and Bam is back. And then we could play Bam for 4,500. Kostas Koufos is 3,900, so you could slide him in if those other things have not worked out in your favor. And then the absolute worst-case scenario, which isn't actually that bad of a scenario, Marcin Gortat is at 4,300. With Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond coming to town, he's going to have to play a lot of minutes.
Yeah, he's going to play minutes, you know, which there's going to be opportunities for rebounds, a few points. So, yeah, he's definitely a fine option tonight.
We have 6,500 remaining for two players, a shooting guard and a power forward. We've got Buddy Hield at 62 over on at shooting guard. I don't really like the power forward options in that range. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just finish this lineup for you here because I love it. And we're going to head over to the Indiana Pacers. We're going to take Victor Oladipo at shooting guard. And then Domantas Sabonis is returned from injury in the last game. He played very well. Great matchup for him against Sacramento. He's only $4,000, and you have that lineup completed. And I love this lineup.
John Wall, Frank Mason, Chris Middleton, Victor Oladipo, Giannis and Durant, John Henson, Sabonis, and Pau Gasol. Mike is glowing through the screen at me, just so happy with this lineup. Now, I've told you over and over and over and over, listen for the news. And tonight, you better listen for the news, and you better go to sportsline.com. If you haven't signed up yet, use the promo code DFSPodcast. Get a one-month subscription for $1. This is the first month of MLB season. This is the most profitable month of MLB season, and we've got a great winning FanDuel lineup for you here. Let's get over to DraftKings, see if I can get Mike as excited about this lineup. We've got Frank Mason. I plugged in David Nwaba at shooting guard, Giannis at small forward, Miles Turner at center, Middleton at guard, John Henson at utility. We have 6,100 remaining per player. We need a power forward and a forward. So you don't get to go pick any guards, but we need a pair of forwards here.
Need a pair of forwards here. All right. Let's see who we, you know. One guy that's interesting to me is Bobby Portis. I want to know your opinion on it.
No, I actually was considering Bobby Portis when we were looking, before you got all excited. I was actually considering that he's been relatively solid here lately. He has not flashed the big upside lately is the problem. I would not necessarily like him if Whiteside's in, but if he's not, I like it a lot.
Yeah, no, I think we should watch the news on that. I guess the other guy that we could play since we're playing him over on FanDuel would be Domantas Sabonis. If you do that, it leaves you 7,800 power forward, which is a little interesting. The interesting part about that, though, is there's nobody in that price range left on DraftKings.
Yeah, so we don't want to do that. We're going to go ahead and rule that one out. What do you think about the Blake Griffin Markieff Morris matchup?
I think it's a good matchup. I hope that they can both stay out of foul trouble.
That's the problem.
Other than that, that's my only concern.
I also think as another kind of sneaky guy in that Bobby Portis range is somebody like Thaddeus Young. He's been over 30 fantasy points in each of his last five games on DraftKings. He's at 6,500. The Kings are a wonderful matchup for forwards.
I like that a lot, especially knowing that Trevor Booker is questionable, might miss some time here in this game. So that's a good thing for Thaddeus Young. And then if we do that, we can plug in someone like Markieff Morris or even Pau Gasol, who's eligible to play forward on DraftKings.
Yeah, I would say what you should do here is put in Pau Gasol. If you find out LaMarcus Aldridge is playing, put in Markieff Morris. So on DraftKings, we've got Mason, Nwaba, Giannis, Thaddeus Young, Miles Turner, Chris Middleton, Pau Gasol, and John Henson. I took Mike from Eeyore at the beginning of the show. He's Tigger now, bouncing all over Texas, getting ready for the Final Four and getting ready to win some money. You might win enough money to pay for those Final Four tickets tonight.
That's possible. If I do, it's going to be all from Frank Mason. Let's go Jayhawks.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. That'll do it for the NBA edition of the Sportsline DFS podcast. We'll be back on Friday with MLB and NBA coverage.